Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. It is almost 9:14, 71 degrees here on this Wednesday. And joining me in studio in for Katie Westbrook is Tourism Director Amy Dollar. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
It's been a while since I've interviewed you.
I know. It's been some, I don't know when the last time ever was you interviewed me. So
It's been a long time. So
I think one of my first interviews.
Probably.
Or that was Sam. Maybe. Anyway, so I'm in here. I'm substitute Candy, so I'll try to.
So before we get kind of into that, I'm looking at your laptop there, and you got some really cool stickers on the back.
I do.
Yeah.
They're available at the Visit Coffeeville gift shop at the Perkins Building downtown. The Coffeeville sticker is my favorite sticker.
Yeah, it's
Casey Hoggett designed that for me. Mm-hmm. So big shout out to her, even though I don't know if she's listening or not. Just because I think she's high at work. Anyway, the other ones are, we got our Icy one, which is, you know, to talk about the home of the Icy, which is a big celebrated thing in Coffeeville. And then I've got, what else do I got up here? Oh, and I got my Dalton. I mean, everybody needs dead guys on a sticker of dead guys. So
all right.
Anyway, if anyone is dying to have a Dalton sticker that is waterproof, they go in your cups too. So if you need one, come and see us at the chamber. Mm-hmm. And so here's Candy's radio announcements. So fall is really picking up. I know it picks up here. Guys have sports and everything, but there's so much to do and see in Coffeeville this time of year. It's crazy. So you can stop by the chamber. Actually, there's only one left, so you might want to stop by somewhere else and pick up the fall copy of Amuse magazine. You can see all the stuff in there. I know one of the guys on the cover of the magazine, The Paranormal Guys, big shout out to Mike. It's so hard to not call him Pop Pop. Anyway, our Hops Around Town Brewfest is featured in the magazine this month. So there's that stuff. And then speaking of events, the chamber lineup for fall events is out. So there's a lot of fall events. We got September, starting September 24th. That day is going to be a crazy day. You know, we've got the Native American Unity Gathering in South Coffeeville, which is open to the public and very fun. And then that evening at Walter Johnson Park, there's a Hispanic Heritage Night, which last year it was so fun, but it was in the hot parking lot, so it'll be way better at the park. And then we've got Legislative Forums, October 11th and 13th. Brew Fest, October 8th. Spooktacular is October 20th. October 28th and 29th, the Brown Mansion is having a fundraiser. It's a theatrical seance starring Pete Walterscheid. It's a lot of fun. If you guys did not come last year, you got to come this year. And if you came last year, it's going to be a little different, so come again. And it's, like I said, it's a fundraiser for the mansion, and it's a lot of fun. It's held in the ballroom, so it's super cool up there. And then we've got the 4-H Banquet, November 10th. Holiday Open House, November 13th. And then, I can't believe we're already talking about Christmas. And the Christmas Parade is December 2nd. And if you or your business is looking to get engaged and sign up to volunteer for any of these events, you can contact the Chamber today at 620-251-2550. And let's see what else we got here. Oh, so I don't know if you see any of these ever, but the Chamber and the CCC have an important reminder for you that there have been a lot of scammers lately, ticket scammers for local event festivals or for even at local festivals. Scammers are now faking or copying tickets and events on social media. So it's happening all over. So even nearby, so the Chamber wants you to be really careful.
Yeah, always just make sure that you're getting tickets from wherever the place it's hosting is having, you know, has the tickets. So Chamber,
yes.
Office has tickets for a lot of things, and then make sure any tickets to football games are coming directly from CCC.
That's right. You know, I even noticed when I was looking at tickets for a concert, not here, but in the area, when you Googled it to find out where you could get the tickets from, it came up three or four different sites. So I figured the best thing was just to go to the venue site. So just make sure that you don't click on the one that looks like it's the best deal. You maybe pick the one that,
yeah.
Even if it's the top listing, sometimes it's not still good.
Or make sure that the place is a trusted reseller, because there are places that are trusted resellers. On the same vein of scams, because you mentioned CCC, they've had people try to scam for their links to watch their games.
Yeah, so many times they're real events, but the scammers will duplicate everything and make sure you look for the event organizer name, Chamber Events. So they'll say they're organized by the Chamber of Commerce, because if you look up there, it'll say organized by, and it won't be, Jana at CCC or something. It'll be weird. So just keep an eye on that. And all official streams of the Ravens game will be announced in the post itself. Or you can just tune in and listen to it on the radio.
Yes. Or our YouTube channel.
Yes. I don't know about that, so all I know about is the radio.
KUSN 98.1.
Oh, there you go.
You can search it, and it'll direct you to the YouTube channel.
You can YouTube it. YouTube it, and it's still like you're listening to the radio. Yes. We got new businesses coming to Coffeyville. We want to welcome them. Patriot Barbecue. 304 East 8th Street. I think it's going to be where Ross's barbecue was. There's a new Airbnb coming soon. You can check it out online, and it's in the Chamber newsletter if you want the link. And then a Wendy's drive-thru is coming soon. Oh, that'll be cool.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says right here.
I'm excited for that.
It will be. It'll be nice. And we used to have a Wendy's.
Yeah. I've been told that before. I'm a big fan. I'm really excited about that.
We had a Wendy's, we had a Burger King, we had a Taco Tico.
Yeah.
And anyway, stay tuned for more ribbon cuttings and more details about all the new places. Upcoming events. We have lots of upcoming events still. September 5th, you can take your dog to swim at the aquatic park. Because what dog wouldn't want to swim around in a whole giant pool? Might as well hair it up before you close it for the season, right?
Yeah.
And then this is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm excited to announce this. There's going to be a bingo fundraiser at Cedar Bluff Camp on September 8th at 6 o'clock. If you guys have not ever been to Cedar Bluff Camp, it is super cool, so you need to go there. It's got spectacular views. It's a great place to have family events or any event, or weddings or family reunions. It's really cool. Anyway, they are having bingo to raise money for Upstairs Air Conditioning, and it is at 6 o'clock at Cedar Bluff Camp on September 8th. That's a Thursday. That'll be a good night to go bingo. And then Tyro Car Show is September 10th. It's one of the favorite car shows in the region. And then September 9th and 10th, this is what everybody in the area has been waiting for, the Can-Okla 100 Mile Sale, September 9th and 10th. If you want to be on the Coffeyville area map, which this year includes the South Coffeyville area and Liberty, you can stop by the Chamber anytime between now and Friday at like 5 o'clock, hopefully before 5, and you can get on the map. You can pay $5. It'll cover your permit. Places like South Coffeyville and Liberty don't have to have a permit, but this does put you on the map and helps with your exposure, so people know to come up there and go sail, especially Liberty kind of off the beaten path a little bit, so people will know to go, always good sales in Liberty too. And then, let's see, there's the movie night and cruise featuring American Graffiti, and a cruise starting at 6 p.m. That'll be fun. American Graffiti is one of my little brother's favorite movies. And then End of the Summer Bash is September 10th. I'm not sure what that is. I really feel bad. Go to the Chamber website. It'll tell you all about what the End of Summer Bash is on September 10th. And then there's the Lions Club Golf Tournament. It is also on September 10th. I know we have more details there. And you can find out more about it. But Lions Club Golf Tournament will be really good. Lions Club does a lot of good for Coffeyville. And there's lots more stuff on the community calendar. And there will be a lot more stuff coming up. I think that wraps up Candy's notes here.
All right.
And Dalton Defender Days. Did we talk about Dalton Defender Days?
It's coming up in October as well, right?
Yeah. It's September 30th and October 1st. Come down and get an icy at the Chamber. Watch reenactments. Get you a Dalton's Tried shirt at the gift shop if you don't have one, or an icy shirt. I have icy shirts now. Coffeyville, home of the icy. Very cool. So when you're down supporting our community events, come by and get you a Coffeyville shirt to help support your events. That's about it.
And then Business Over Breakfast is a week from today.
Yes, Business Over Breakfast is next week. You will get to hear me regurgitate all of these events again when I talk, and Candy will have new and fresh stuff to talk about. So, and then there will be some other speakers, and I'm not sure who they are. But Business Over Breakfast is a very advantageous for businesses and people that are interested in the community. So come by.
All right. Well, out of habit.
Substitute Amy, Candy.
Yes, substitute. Amy, thanks for coming in on this Wednesday, filling in for Candy this morning. As we will take a break here on the Mighty 690, make sure to check out the Chamber website and keep up to date with all the wonderful events they have going on. It's going to be a very busy October, but a very fun October.
And you can go to visitcoffeeville.com, and I keep all the events up on the calendar there as well. So we have lots of places, both the Facebooks, Visit Coffeeville Facebook or Instagram, Chamber Facebook, and the website.
And if you're having family coming in to town to visit, or if you are listening and you're not in Coffeeville and you want to come visit, see Amy. She can tell you everywhere to go.
Yes, and then you can download our Explore Coffeeville app, and my Explore Coffeeville app will tell you all about the different things you want to come see, but not so much that you see it and think you don't need to come. So yes. Check that out, too. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.